2Faces, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
For joining us here on The Feud, where two families go head-to-head and answer some seriously simple questions. Now, if they get them right, they're in the running for $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car. So let's meet our families. First up, our carryover champs here for their third night and with $10,000 in their pocket to boot, from South Australia, the Porter family. Hello, Camille.
Hi there.
Feeling nice after last night's little win?
Very exciting.
That puts a little pep in your step, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right? That's a pep if you've ever wondered. remind Australia, who is this winning team of yours?
My lovely sister-in-law, Catherine, my brother-in-law, Brad, and my brother-in-law, Mark.
Great to see you guys back. And ready to take them on from Victoria, it's the One Down family.
Really well, mate.
Welcome along, Mark.
Thank you.
Would you mind introducing us?
Certainly. This is my beautiful wife, Christina, my oldest son, Greg, and his partner, Lauren.
Good to have you guys here. Righto, team captains, let's play The Feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you do to make yourself... One hand on the table, one hand behind your back. Name something you do to make yourself feel better.
And then you missed.
Drink.
You. Really?
Yes.
I think you need to talk to somebody. Drink. That's a life lesson right there. Mark, patience pays off in the end.
Thank you. I just think just simply relax.
Relax is not bad. Good job. Pass or play, mate. Okay, you guys are gonna play. Something you do to make yourself feel better.
A bit of shopping therapy.
Ah ha ha! You're a lady. I think I need to go shopping because apparently I only have half a blue suit. Brad.
I'm gonna say exercise.
Exercise makes you feel better. Releases endorphins.
It does.
Mark.
Go for a drive.
Yeah, just let the wind in your hair, just a window down.
Yeah, wind them in
nice
here, thanks.
Wide open. Yeah. Just have a go at my blue pants.
Yeah.
Wide open road. Camille.
I think eat. I think a lot of people eat.
Yeah, eat.
Yeah.
Comfort eating. Good job.
I think have a massage.
Oh, that's not a bad little suggestion. Just lay down, just get some oil and just take a couple of knots out if that's all right.
Yeah.
A massage. Oh no, second strike. Wandales could steal, have a think. Brad.
Go to a massage spa, a spa.
You go to a spa, do you? Just like a mud mask.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. A bit of cucumber on the eyes.
Let's see. Third strike for the Porters. One down. Came over here and Mark's going, oh, downtown, it's downtown. Lauren, what would you say?
Go on a holiday.
Beautiful. Greg.
Holiday.
Absolutely.
Chris.
Have a break, yep.
Wow.
I think everyone needs a holiday, Grant.
We sure do. No! One down. Good try, but bad result. Porters grab the opening points. Number 8. Put some makeup on. Listen to the music. Eat chocolate. And have a hot shower or a bath. All wonderfully wise suggestions as well. It's 35-0, but it's the family who goes on to 5 nights right now in a row. We'll be taking home the brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. This great-looking SUV offers CVT auto with paddle shift, hill start control, the unique Mitsubishi multi-communication system, and rain-sensing wipers as well. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at home. I want the top answer to this one. Name something annoying people do in a movie theatre. We'll come back and compare answers in just a moment. Two families Listeners are still playing for a chance at that $10,000 now before the break. I asked, name something annoying people do in the movie theatre, and the top answer was...
Oh! Oh, I know who the murderer is. I'll watch out for that guy. I knew that would happen.
Whatever. Catherine and Chris, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a game played on grass. That was beautifully delicate, Chris.
You just went.
You caressed the red button.
It was a lovely caress, wasn't it?
It was
rather
lovely.
Rather than the hover hand.
It was rather than the smash down.
Tennis.
Tennis. Well, and top answer. Cool, calm, collected, and correct. Hey, young.
Good, mate, yourself.
What happened on your 18th?
Lots of stuff. Worst thing that happened was I got locked out of the house.
Out of your own birthday party?
We went to play cricket up the street and all the doors were locked at the front, so I couldn't get back in. So I've gone to jump the back fence and then I sort of got stuck on the top of the fence and face-planted the ground.
Was at least somebody rolling on it and it's now on YouTube with a million hits?
No.
Oh, man. There's nothing worse than smashing your face into the ground and there being no evidence to at least make you look cool or make you famous.
No.
Damn. Did you still go on to have a good night?
Still had a good night, yeah.
Yeah, you need to make like this for the rest of your night. Your nose was over here. Name a game played on grass.
Cricket.
Cricket's good. Yeah. Nice work. Did that story just remind you of an answer?
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
Great to have you with us. A game played on grass.
Football.
Football's played on grass.
Yeah.
Excitable Mark.
Hello, mate.
A game played on grass.
I would say rugby.
Rugby is played on grass. Oh. First strike, though. It's okay, it's early days. Chris?
Early days. Croquet.
Croquet?
Croquet.
We've had that answer in like 2 days. Who plays croquet?
On grass.
Second strike. Porters could steal, so they're having a think over there, Greg. But you're going to stop them, I know it. You're going to stop them. Might be with your face or your nose, but you're going to stop them.
Go, Greg.
Name a game played on grass.
Bowls.
Bowls is on grass.
Yes!
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
A game played on grass.
Soccer.
Soccer. Soccer. Nice. Let's see if it's there.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is. You must be getting a little bit more excited now that the team's performing so well.
Yes, but the pressure seems to fall on me, Grant.
No, but this is where you rise to the occasion, you know what? Because you're an esteemed leader of this fine family.
You do realise by talking to me you're not allowing me to think.
If I didn't talk, I wouldn't get paid, Mark. Name a game played on grass.
Bocce.
Bocce?
Bocce.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bocce. Not real good for the balls if you play it on the road.
No.
So give me bocce.
Bocce!
That's pretty cool.
See, it was worth talking to you. You still found an answer.
Thank you.
Chris.
Yes.
Name a game played on grass.
What about polo?
Ooh. It's played on a horse that's on the grass.
It is on the grass.
How's it go, Mark?
You're getting excited, Grant.
I can tell. Right. Righto, Porters. Mark, what would you say?
Golf.
Brad.
I'm going with golf as well.
Golf.
Golf. Camille.
Golf.
Wide open for golf. Whoa! Porters! Take it out! The last answer on the board is 8. Frisbee! Righto, 126-0 right now. But you know what, Wondells? That's true. I know you're having fun. Mark's having the time of his life, even though there's a zero on the front. But this could turn things around. You know why, Mark? You know why? Double points. Oh, thanks. Let's do it. Brad, Greg, let's play the field. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with a Boy Scout. Brad.
Campfires.
Campfires are good.
Greg. Dirt. Dirt.
Dirt. No. Pass or play, Brad?
Play.
Play.
Oh,
things He just said play and he didn't even check with any of you.
No.
He didn't even ask you, Mark, whether you wanted to play. Do you want to play?
Yeah, sure.
I'll ask
you. I've got no choice now.
Exactly right. Yeah. Something you associate with a Boy Scout.
Badges.
Badges. You collect them.
Mm-hmm.
The more badges, the better. Yeah. Camille?
Jamboree. Is that what you call it? Jamboree? Are they all
right.
together?
Pretty sure you're right. Sorry, just the first strike, Catherine.
Uniform.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. They have a nice, tidy uniform.
Yeah.
I'm going to say camping this time.
Yeah, you
not
go camping.
Oh,
you learn
camping.
You learn about the great outdoors.
How to put up tents.
Tying knots.
That's a terrific answer.
Yes.
Ooh. Nice work. Going really well for the Porter family. Two left on the board. One strike down. Name something you associate with a Boy Scout.
Well, look, it depends on how the audience surveyed this because it's sort of old school, but I'd go Lord Baden-Powell.
The creator of the Scouts, the original Scout.
Yeah.
What about Mr. Baden-Powell? Second strike. OK. Wandels, get ready for the steal. Catherine.
Games.
You play games with the Scouts because it's about hanging out, it's about finding friends. Mm. It's about games, says Catherine. Third strike. Wandels, here's your shot. Lauren.
Fundraising.
Fundraising, Greg.
Survival.
Survival, good. Chris.
Motto.
Motto? Yeah. Motto. They have a motto. Mark.
I think overall fundraising, you know, raffles, fundraising. So, fundraising.
All right, let's take a look. Is fundraising on the board? No. Porter's grabbed some more points, takes them to 268. These are the other answers. Salute.
Cookies.
Cookies are so close to fundraising, though. Look, we know you love watching Family Feud, so then why not play along at home with the official Family Feud game? Simply head to 10Play and check out Family Feud for all the highlights and also a peek behind the scenes as well. We come back for triple points in just a moment on Family Feud. Stick around. Welcome back, everybody. Well, the Wandell family... It says here on the front, but you know what? They're having the time of their lives. Are you loving it, Mark?
I'm having a ball, mate.
Look at that man over there. He's living the dream. Living the dream, that is, Mark. However, the Porter family have it on 268. It's looking pretty good for them right now, and it's the family who gets the 300 points in this round. We'll go on to the fast money round and maybe take home $10,000. But you're still in with the shot, Mark. You know why?
Why?
Triple points!
What? Yay!
Mark and Lauren, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. What's something you might do when you're watching a scary movie? Lauren.
Hide.
You hide. Mark.
Close your eyes.
You close your eyes and the scary bit you do. Pass or play? Men as confident and tough and masculine as you doesn't close his eyes in the movies, does he?
No.
Scary movie?
No, I don't.
What's something you might do when you're watching a scary movie?
Scream.
You might scream. Okay. Nice work. Is he good with scary movies?
He's excellent. He holds my hand.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is that your answer? What's something you might do when you're watching a scary movie?
Hold my husband's hand.
Hold your
Absolutely.
Husband's hand. Let's have a look. Good job.
Jump.
You just freak out physically and
jump.
Talk about a fantastic little comeback so far.
Yeah.
Something you might do when you're watching a scary movie.
Something my dad's done in the theatre is throw something. I threw a lollipop and it landed in the lady's hair. Yes.
Intentionally or accidentally?
Accidentally, in fright, as the jump.
You throw something. First strike. Funny story, though. Mark.
Turn away.
He turns away. Second strike. Porters, get ready for a steal. Chris, you had the face of like you were just watching a scary movie just then.
Pull faces. Thank you, Grant.
I didn't... What if it doesn't work? Then you're going to blame me. Never, ever, ever listen to me. Let's have a look. Oh!
I told you so.
Let that be a lesson to everybody watching at home who might one day come on the show. I am an idiot. Mark.
Not true at all, not true at all. Turn the light on.
Turn the light on. That's so it's no longer dark. Hmm. Brad.
Just walk out.
Just get on out of there, Kathy.
Probably have a nightmare, but not while you're watching. Probably at the end, I think I like Mark's.
You're just talking that out.
Sorry.
Camille.
Well, stop watching.
Stop watching, OK. Yeah. Stop watching. Oh, you're pulling rank right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're pulling rank with something that's going to get you to 300 points and make you once again our champion so you can play for $10,000. Because you like the feel of that, don't you? You loved winning $10,000 last night, didn't you? You want to win some more, don't you?
Yes.
Let's do it. No! Not this time. One day. Or Pockmorn, as my daughter calls it. Righto, 268 to 261. Wow, that is close, but no family has reached 300 points, which means sudden death. Team captains to the podium. I've got the red card. There's only one answer on the board here, and it's worth triple points right now. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. Best of luck to the both of you. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name a type of oil. Come here.
Olive oil?
It's the top answer for the win, olive oil. Yes! The Porters have done it in a sudden death steal. Congratulations to you guys. Omar, Chris, Greg, Lauren. The Wandells had a fantastic time and did brilliantly. Look at that score. You went from 0 to 261 like that.
Wow.
You just missed out on that win in a sudden death shootout. So well done, though. You're not going to go empty-handed. Guess what? We're going to give you the joys of live entertainment with a $1,000 Ticketmaster gift card to be shared between you from the world's leading ticketing agency. And guess what? You'll be also taking home the brand-new Family Feud board game, a great Christmas gift available at selected retailers. So yay to that. Nice work. Thanks for coming to play, Wandells. Hey, Porter family, fast money, let's do it. Brad and Mark. It's the big moment. The big man breathes deep. He thinks about what lays ahead. He runs out of air and passes out on television. That won't happen. Just saying.
This direction.
You head back that way, our soundproof booth awaits, and you and I are going to go for $10,000, young man. And we do it next, right here in a little segment called Fast Money.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Time here on Family Feud, and let's see if the Porter family can now win $10,000 again. Now, if you and Brad get 200 points or more between you, you'll win that $10,000. Brad is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. Does he always dance like that?
Often quite worse.
I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time, OK? And the clock starts at the end of the very first question. You ready?
Sure.
20 seconds of the clock, please. Good luck. Name something you sometimes wish had never been invented.
Marriage.
Name something you would take to a party.
Present.
What's a good reason to quit a job?
Not satisfied.
Name a popular chocolate bar.
Mars.
Name something you associate with an anchor.
Chain.
Brilliant. And you go. How was that?
Good, yeah, good.
I think you played well. Name something you sometimes wish had never been invented. You said... Please explain. What do you mean?
I haven't got time.
Survey says.
Name.
It just gets worse. Name something you would take to a party. You said, take a present if I'm a good guest. Survey says, nice. What's a good reason to quit a job? You said, not satisfied. Survey says, nine. Name a popular chocolate bar. You said, Mars bar. Survey says, 35. That's great. That's brilliant. Name something you associate with an anchor. You said, chain holds the anchor. Survey says,
just three.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that one.
A little bit of a tough finish. Head back to family, clear the board.
Welcome back, Brad. Now, a little bit of work to do. You need 133 to get $10,000, but you'll be fine. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, and you're the second player, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? Mm-hmm. If you pass on a question, we'll come back if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Mark's answers and 25 seconds on the clock too, please? The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Brad. Name something you sometimes wish had never been invented.
Pass.
Name something you would take to a party.
Present.
Try again.
Alcohol.
What's a good reason to quit a job?
Dislike the boss.
Name a popular chocolate bar.
Mars. Pass.
Name something you associate with an anchor.
Ship.
Name something you sometimes wish had never been invented.
Computer.
Just after the bell, I believe. Let's turn around. Now, there is a problem. You are in the danger zone because you didn't answer two of the questions, so that might impede you a little because that is a minor requirement of the game as such.
Yep.
Name something that you sometimes wish had never been invented. You said nothing in time, therefore it's a zero to start. That's not good. Mobile phone was the top answer.
Mm-hmm.
You need 133 now. Name something you would take to a party. You said alcohol. Let me make you feel better by letting you know it's the top answer.
Okay.
Wow.
You're getting there, but I don't know.
So we still need 90. Keep that up, though. You're well on track. What's a good reason to quit a job? You said, it's like the boss. Where do you work?
I'm the boss.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. And he's doing it like a boss, too. Because you know why? Boss? That's the top answer. Like a boss. Name a popular chocolate bar. Not so like a boss now. Because you didn't answer in time. Mars bar was the top answer, by the way. So well done there, Mark. Name something you associate with an anchor. You said a ship, because a ship has
an anchor.
Yeah, it should. Otherwise, it's just going to float away. You don't want that. If you own that ship, you ready to do it? Survey says, it was a mighty recovery. Both was the top answer, and you did really well, Brad. I've got to say. So $10 for every fast money point. So that's a little something. Not the $10,000. You'll be back again tomorrow night for another shot at the 10. Okay?
We will.
No worries. Stick around. The project's coming up now on 10. For all the family, and we'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia.